When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Straight Outta Marvel. It's your host, Kevin27, and this is the She-Hulk After Show. And we have the review of episode 7, which is kind of crazy. I just watched it, and I don't remember the name. Oh, The Retreat. Okay, cool. So yeah, we got episode 7 of The Retreat. And before we hop into it, just go ahead and make sure you give your boy a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Both of them. Both of them. Hey, even if you got Apple Podcasts and you only listen there, do your boy a huge favor. Go on over to Spotify, just play an episode, and then give it a 5-star rating if you want to help boost this podcast and the algorithms. Boom. And also, follow your host at Kevin27World on Instagram, Twitter, and subscribe on YouTube for future content. And when I say future, there's going to be a lot of content this week. Or not this week, but in the next coming months. So please be on the lookout and turn on that notification bell. Now, with that being said, let's get into She-Hulk. Episode 7, what are we thinking about it? I'm pretty sure you guys already know what I think about it. Because every time I think an episode is mid, I kind of wait a day. Because I got to watch it again just to make sure that it wasn't mid. And I like just got done watching it. Like I put it on the way home. I even downloaded the Disney Plus app on my phone because, you know, I was like, well, okay, I'm gonna watch it on the way home because Hocus Pocus 2 is streaming right now. So this is going to be quick. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this review gang shit. I'm going to do this review. And then I'm going to do a couple of Marvel news topics because it's a couple topics that I think are huge enough to put at the end of this podcast. So, it just worked out very well for your boy. And on International Podcasting Day, which I really hate, I never know about these anniversaries until the day of. Like, I was so mad when I found out that it was like the 1-year anniversary of Shang-Chi. You would think I would know this type of shit. But I was like, damn, I could have re-put out my Shang-Chi top 10 show, but whatever, or did a video for it or whatever, but regardless, and I definitely gotta do a top 10 for Thor too if I was able to do one for Shang-Chi. Did I do one for Black Widow? That's not important. But anyways, I think that this episode was just, I don't know, man. At this point, I'm like, put me out my fucking misery. Like, I'm not even trying to be rude, bro. But this is the worst show Marvel has put out. Like, I don't know what it would have to do in these last two episodes for it to be of significance. But so far, I'm just not enjoying it. We had 7 episodes. It's at least 4 of them I don't like. Like, that's a lot. Loved 1 and 2, or I liked 1 and 2. Hated 3 and 4. Liked 5. And then 6, I didn't really like. And then this one was whatever. Like, it's not really that interesting. Like, I'm trying to get with it, but the whole retreat thing, I get it, because we could talk about being ghosted. Have you been ghosted before? Now, this is a thing that us 30-year-olds really know about. If you about my age, you've probably been ghosted before if you've been out in these streets. Me, personally, I've been out in these streets, and I've definitely got ghosted before. I've got a relationship ghosted. Fuck just on some one-night stand shit. I've literally, like, been in a relationship with a chick, and then I just, like, just one day just didn't hear from her again. Like, real shit. And then I got to get toxic and call you from different numbers and text now numbers. And, yeah, man, shit goes down out here in these streets, bro. This shit tough. So, I mean, the relatability is there, Now, it got to be a little tougher when you're a female, because a motherfucker ghost you have to get in the box. All you got to think about is like, damn, my pussy must be trash. I mean, I guess it could be the same way as a man. I never felt like I've got one night stand ghosted. I don't even know. Do we just call that one night stands or do we call that one night stand ghosted? Because it wasn't meant to be a like, I'm really not a douche. It's probably been a couple uggos that I popped out of the toaster and was like, yeah, nah, bro, I'm cool. I got the smack and I'm on to the next one. So that's happened. But I'll tell you this, I have never been a Josh. I have never put in so much effort, and clearly his motives were ill intent. So it's not just like, oh, I'm just trying to get the box and I'm dipping. But still, I've never been that type of guy. Like, I'm gonna take you out on dates. Multiple dates they went on. They even went to a lame ass drive-in theater. And I'm sorry, bro. The drive-in is trash. I went there when I was a kid and it was trash. It's trash. I'm sorry. I don't want to sit in a car and watch a fucking movie with it on a radio station. Like, no, that shit is terrible. So he even did that. And once he got the box, you never heard from him again. Now, we do get to find out that at the end of it, he's working for the Hulk King, whatever the hell this is. One thing I gotta say is Josh probably got the biggest Asian dick on the planet because how did he fuck her to sleep that well? I may be confused, but did he really beat the doonies down and then knocked her out to the point where she was in paralysis? Like, bruh, that makes absolute zero sense. All I know is if I'm sleeping and a motherfucker takes some blood out of my, I don't sleep that hard. That's like slapping a motherfucker while they sleep. For one, I paranoid sleep. I don't know why, but I paranoid sleep. I be seeing shit when I'm sleeping. Like I talked to this nurse lady, and she was telling me that that's an actual condition where people like see things in the dark at night, and I have that because like I'll be laying down, and it'll look like it's someone there until my eyes focus, and then I come to. Like I'm not even gonna bullshit. I got up, and I was now this was like 9/11. The 9/11 anniversary. And I mean, we most of us went through it. I mean, depending on your age, if you're like 20, you probably don't know that much about, well, I don't want to say know that much because it's such a historical thing in our country, but you didn't see 9/11. Like, I seen 9/11 and I was as, like, I walked, which is so crazy. I wouldn't, if I thought the country was under attack, I would never let my kid walk to school that day. But hey, man, when we was growing up, it was a different time. You know what I mean? Like, and it ain't just a black thing either, because I used to walk with my white friend to school, and I used to go to his house in the morning, and then we'll like walk together to school and shit. And I'm not, when I say like, even his mom's like, you guys be careful, and you just make sure you're looking around your, like, our walk was like 20 minutes to school. This wasn't like down the street. So it's just kind of funny, you know what I mean? But anyways, like I was watching this shit, like, and I fell asleep. Like I was watching like all of the CNN clips and all of that shit because it's something tragic, definitely. But come on, man, we lived it, or I lived it for real. So I was watching, and I fell asleep. I don't know if it was a loud boom or what it was, but it was something that woke me up, and I went in and I was like starting to fight the door, low key. I was like, motherfucker, you think you're gonna get me? Like on some real shit. Like, and I'm like, it took me a minute to come to, and then I was like breathing all heavy and shit. And that's why I was just like, damn, how good was the schlong? Did she he hit him with the Trey Schlongs? He hit her with the Trey Schlongs? He hit her with the what's another one? What's another one? He hit her with the Rico? Hit it with the Rico Strong. I don't know no white porno dudes. Mr. Lucky. He hit her with the Mr. Lucky. I damn sure don't know no Asian porno dudes. I don't even know. I damn sure don't know no Asian porno dudes. But damn, bro. Like, how was she sleeping that hard? So that was one thing I thought was a little weird. I mean, you sleeping that good. I did see the whole thing where he put his phone. Now, that's understandable. I mean, you sleeping. Damn. She was trying to say we slept together. What's the difference between that and making love? Oh, yeah, 50 Cent, homie. I'm into having sex. I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug. I remember when I was a kid, I was like, but what's the difference? It's the same thing. Ah, the things you don't know at 12 years old that you know when you're 31. Well, I'm 30. I'll be 31 in 3.5 weeks. But yeah, man, shit just kind of crazy. What else I think about the episode? The whole retreat thing, I thought it was cute. But I'm not going to lie, bro. The joke's just not joking. That is, like, honestly, it's just my biggest pet peeve of the show. That's why it's kind of hard for me to come on every episode and just shit on it. Because it's like, you know, I love Marvel. Like, I keep seeing these people, and they're like, well, if you don't like a show, why do you keep watching it? Bro, because I'm a Marvel fan. Like, I'm going to watch every single piece of content that Marvel comes out with. That's, like, in the greater MCU type of thing. Because I never watched Spidey and Friends because I know it's a kid's show. But I still watch, like, the cartoons and shit. I just know if it's kid, I'm really not watching it. Like, I wish I would never watch Iron Groot. That shit was terrible. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I don't know, bro. What else I think about? The episode, I feel like I didn't. Okay, and another thing I didn't like, right? I just felt like when they was at the group therapy session, they was acting like that was not normal. If you smash somebody and you have sex with them, I don't see. I'm a guy. A lot of our shit is ego, right? If I smack a girl down, she give me them dungarees and I smack her down, and then she texts me in the morning, oh my God, last night was so much fun. I can't stop smiling. I'm like, boom. I gave her the good dick. I gave her the sweet dick Willie. I'm happy about that. So that was one thing that I didn't. They was like trying to make it like she was thirsty and obsessed. I was like, huh? What? And then, yeah, if we smash and we go in days, I'm just not going to. Now, I'm a dude again. So if I smack a chick and then she just never replied back, I'm gonna instantly in my head, I'm going to think, damn, I gave her either some trash dick or she didn't like the dick I gave her. I never have to worry about the dick being too big. That's something I never have to worry about. Never. So, it's either one or two things. Like, she either thought the sex was trash or, like, maybe she thought you stunk or something. But regardless, you know, for one, I'm not like, oh, well, maybe she's face down in a ditch. So, yeah, me and Jen a little different there. But I get from her perspective because it's like, it got to be something why you ain't trying to, you know, get back up in this skinny coochie. And I ain't skinny shaming. You know, I'm just not into no skinny chicks. I mean, I love me a girl with some meat, you know? I like the meat on them bones, man. Yeah. Let's share diabetes together, baby. Yeah. No, I'm just fucking around. Just fucking around. Only jokes, guys. Another thing, Emil Blonsky. I mean, he was cool in this episode. Very zen. I appreciated him in the episode, but again, he didn't bring much. I just feel like they're doing a bunch of dumb shit. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, this feels like the only show where there are no ramifications on anything. And I know they keep trying to tease the Hulk King or whatever the hell dude name is, but I'm just not buying it. It doesn't feel like, bro, it's only two episodes left. Y'all realize that, right? There's only two episodes left. We still don't even know who's the... We know the dude's name is the Hulk King or whatever the fuck. I mean, it's lame. I don't know, bro. Like, even when I try to find things I really like about the show, I just really can't. It's not really anything but negative thoughts I have about this show. And it doesn't please me to say that because I'm a super Marvel fan. But this show is way worse than, like, and I didn't think Ms. Marvel was bad. I thought they had a couple bad episodes, but I didn't think the show was bad. This is the first show, the first Disney Plus show that I really think is bad. Like, real shit. And I feel like they're trying to do too... I feel like they're trying to do too much to call out the complaints on the internet. When it's like, bro, stop it. Like, when she was like, oh, they're just people on the internet talking about me. It's like, it's just a little... I'm telling you, bro. It's like, everything that's supposed to be funny, they just make it cringe. Like, please, can you tell me one of my... beautiful listeners out there and straight out of Marvel land, can you tell me what was the funny thing about this episode? Because I've asked this question, no one has told me. They just said, oh, I like it, I like the world building, I like this, but no one has told me, oh, this show is so funny. What's funny about it? Like, I'm trying to find the funny, and it's like, when you say it's a comedy, bro, I need at least three laughs. If I'm sitting there with the Stephen A. Smith face the whole episode, that ain't good. And again, it could be two different subsets of comedy because white comedy and black comedy is different. But still, funny is funny. And I love that 70s show, so it's not just about white and black comedy, even though I will say I never watched a show like Friends because it just feels white as hell. But something about that 70s show. It might have been a Packers helmet. It could have been that. But it's hard to say, man. Like, can you really tell me something funny from this episode? I'm trying to remember, like, if I really laughed out loud. Probably once since the whole I got another magic trick, I'm going to make a bird appear. Which that was like the funny, that was probably the funniest shit I've seen in Marvel ever. Like, well, I don't want to say ever, because I ain't going to lie, bro. When I was at the damn Thor Love and Thunder, when I was in the movie theater, and that, it was two things that was recent, actually. When he did the jump split with the two, whatever, I don't know, I don't want to call them spaceships, but whatever. The two spaceships, like, on both legs, and he was doing a split. I was in the theaters, like, crying, dying at that shit. Like, that shit was funny. And clearly, when old boy cracked, when Druig, or I think it's Druig, when he cracked the little sprite, when he cracked her in the head with that rock, bruh, that shit still went, bruh, when I have top 10 funny moments, I think that's 1, 2, and 3 right there. Like, I'm not even bullshitting. The bird shit from She-Hulk, the rock, and then the Thor shit. Like, both of those are just, all three of those are hilarious. All three of them. So, all three of them are super funny. And, yeah. But, it's, I don't know. I just think, like, we all have, I mean, comedy is subjective. So if you really found something funny from this episode, please let me know at Kevin27Word on Instagram or Twitter. That's all. I just want to know, like, bring me to the light. But at the same time, I watched it twice. And both times I was just sitting there and I'm like blank faced and I'm watching it and I'm just like, eh. Like, I think you got to make more of a better effort to, you know, to make funny shit. I don't think they're using the fourth wall correctly. I'm telling you, watch Abbott Elementary and look at how they break. The way they break the fourth wall is so damn funny because it's just like they letting you know, like, I'm looking right at the audience. That they only break the fourth wall in this shit when they want to just talk. Like, you don't have to break, you don't have to talk to break the fourth wall. You can just look into the camera, and that's also hilarious. Like, just certain looks. Like, meme is meme culture, right? Like, meme culture is not just, like, it's really just about one look. So that's all it is on that one, man. Me personally. Bro, that shit is annoying as fuck. Turn this damn watch off. This shit doing too much vibrating, y'all. But yeah, huh? What else did I miss? As far as the characters in the group, we have the Vampire Man, which is pretty much setting up Blade. I feel like that guy was somewhere in the Blade comics very early on. So I think his name's Saracen. Cool. Then we had another guy with the bio electricity. He's a mutant. So they are just sprinkling mutants now. So apparently all these people just been here all along. So I'm not mad at it. Where we at? Bullman. He was probably the funniest of them all, if you want to call it funny. The less cringe, I'll say. What was the other one? Oh, Porcupine Man. Yeah, didn't see a black man coming. I did think it was kind of funny. I caught it on the second one. He was like, am I ashy? Because that's definitely some black shit. But that was like the blackest shit ever. Because I never hear white people say like they're ashy. That's like definitely some black shit. So that was cool. One point I did want to make. Oh, no, I got 2 points actually. Because I'm going to go back to Josh after this. But what's up with Emil Blonsky, bro? How he got this big luxurious ass farm or whatever? And where were the women at? That was another thing I thought about. I was like, where are the women? He had like eight girlfriends or seven or something like that. I didn't see one of them on that property. So that was weird. And then two, it's just like, how did he get this big ass property? Like that shit was, it didn't look like that's where he was working. That like looked like that's where he was living. So I don't know about that, bro. A little white privilege-ish. Like how you do, you know, 2008, it's probably about 2024 now, 2025. So he was locked up for 17 years. I don't know about that one, bro. You just get right out and you in this big ass place that don't even have a reception and you just living lavish, living the life, walking around with no shoes on. Nah, bro, I wasn't feeling that. They could have had Emil doing just a little worse. Like he could have just been in a regular type of farm. Like that shit, that was a little too exquisite for my taste. And I'm not even bullshit. And I didn't like that. I just thought it was hella corny, bro. I'm like, you committed murder for one. I went back and watched Incredible Hulk and shout out to Blue Snap Dragon, bro. He put me on to it. Emil Blonsky should have never got out of jail, for one. He murdered like a couple people. So I don't even know how he's out and why he's out, but except for to keep the plot moving. But he definitely should stay his ass in jail. And then two, again, I ain't feeling that whole you just get out and you in a ball and like, come on, bro. 17 years, that's a long time, y'all. I don't think y'all know, y'all realize how long 17 years is. Like, you go 17 years, man, I'm 13. I'm 30. I'm about to be 31 in this bitch. That's a little crazy. So, yeah, I don't know about that one, bro. I ain't feeling that. That one, I ain't rocking with that one. So, yeah, trying to find something I like. You know what I did like about this show? The music. The music is fire. Like, I don't know who these women be who be rapping and shit, but the music is fire for sure. So I'll give it that. The music is fire. Now, one thing I had with Josh, he said we should start a restaurant or a food. Did he say a food truck or a restaurant with fries dipped in milkshakes? Sign me up. That's how I eat my fries. I'm not even bullshitting with you. Like, if I order Jack, especially Jack in the Box, I think it's really only Jack in the Box or Sonic, because I love their milkshakes. Not really a fan of the Burger King milkshakes. Too milky. I like to thick them, like how I like my women thick, you know? So probably why I love the Burger, or not Burger King, but the milkshakes from Jack in the Box, aka Jibs, and then Sonic, because I like that real thick. A lot of sucking, you know? Pause, super pause. Gotta suck it hard. So yeah, I'm definitely all in for that. I would definitely, if they had like Oreo cookie, like Oreo milkshake fries. Oh my God. I'm creaming on myself just thinking about it. Like, seriously, Oreo milkshake fries? And you, oh, and Wendy's, I forgot. Wendy's, because the Frosty. I love to dip them in a Frosty too. That was like a thing with me and my sister, but also, because me and my sister used to always go to Wendy's, get a thing of a Frosty and a small fry and just mash on that shit. But again, another one too was Kim Possible. I don't know if it was the Kim Possible movie or it was something around like the end of Kim Possible. And I remember she was on a date. It might have been a date. It was something. And she dipped her fry in the milkshake. And I tried it. And I was like, bro, this shit is fire. I don't know if it's the hot with the cold, the salty with the sweet. It's maybe that opposites attract type thing, but I love it. I love a good fry dipped in milkshakes, bro. So Wendy's, if you haven't done it, get a Frosty from Wendy's, a Oreo shake, or whatever kind of shake you want from Jack in the Box, or a blaster from Sonic. Fire. I don't really mess with it from McDonald's, because I like the McDonald's milkshakes, but they're not as thick. So it's kind of like, you kind of still got to have the ice cream like thing to it. Now, I've never done it with ice cream. That is a thing. I've never done it with ice cream. So I don't know. But clearly, bro, Josh is the biggest dick Asian on this planet, because he fucked Jen asleep. But shit, it don't seem like she, well, shit, she just smashed that big ass dude. So it ain't like she ain't got none. Shit. But then again, she smashed that dude as the Hulk. So it might be a little different, you know, because he smashed that Jen cooch. I was going to say Genussi, but I was like, nah, that's stretching a little too far. Because I heard Hulkussi, that shit funny. But the Genussi, I don't know about the Genussi, man. So I'm going to just leave that one alone. But, yeah, man. It's cool. What else? Let's talk about the friend too. She was saying that the first 12 hours, and I think the friend name is Nikki. She said the first 12 hours are always awkward. Yeah, I kind of agree. After, you know, having sex with somebody, sleeping with somebody, yeah, it's a little awkward, but I was actually surprised she was so pressed about it, to be real with you. Jen is a good looking woman. Like, she is small because she's skinny. So that could be a thing. She don't got big ass titties. She don't got a fat ass. So that could be a thing, but she's a cute ass woman. So, like, all of this, like, people aren't fucking with her as Jen. I'm just calling Cap, bro. The ugliest of women. And I don't want to be calling people ugly, but the most challengingly faced, bad body built women, bro. They DMs be flooded, bro, because motherfuckers just be horny. So all of this shit, like, nobody want to fuck with her just because she's Jen is a little weird to me. Did Titania set this up? Now, Titania did take an L, but conveniently, this guy was at the same wedding Titania was at. So did he set it up? Did she set it up? Who knows? And again, I get it is for the plot, but I still don't get why they are able to draw blood when she's in human form. Like, wouldn't she, like, wouldn't the Hulk type of thing, I don't get it. I don't even get being the Hulk at this point. You would think it would protect you from that type of shit. So I don't know, bro. Like, it's a little weird to me. A lot of it is weird, honestly. This whole episode was just a little, this whole show is a little weird. I said that about Bruce Banner because I was like, well, why would you ever ride around as not the Hulk? A motherfucker can just shoot. So you telling me that if she's Jen, a motherfucker could put the blick on her and she had to give that shit up? Because if I shoot you before you transform, you're dead. I don't get it. They're going to have to explain that one. They're going to have to explain that one. Especially since the blood is so potent, right? Now, the only thing with that is she has the genetic makeup to take on the gamma that the Hulk displays in his body. So what about other regular people? Because she has the genetic makeup, it's all in the family type of thing. So I don't understand that. I don't know. Can someone explain that to me? That was another little problem I have. And again, I don't like she's sleeping so hard, bro. Especially on a first time sleeping with someone. I don't feel like you're supposed to be sleeping that hard. And low key, at this point, I mean, he probably really like put it down on her though. Hit her with that Asian wang. Hit her with that wang, no duck sauce. And it was a wrap after that. She couldn't even function. She went right to sleep. Woke up, big smile, big Kool-Aid smile on her face. I ain't mad at it. But the whole 12-hour thing, yeah, I guess, but she should have known something was up. That was my whole thing. You should be on the edge, at least like within your first few months of being the Hulk. Especially, you know, people was coming for you, trying to, you know, take your blood or whatnot. I felt like she really let her guard down. Very unfortunate. Not that she slept with a motherfucker, but I just feel like this. If a motherfucker ain't hit you up for 2 days, after he didn't got the box, you should have been tracking him down yourself, trying to figure out what's up, because you should have. And again, hindsight is 2020. We get that. But you should have an inkling that something is wrong, right? I'm surprised she didn't really have that. So that's a little crazy. It's a little crazy to me. But it's fun. It's crazy, but it is what it is, you know? I wish you would have had a little more wherewithal with that. So I kind of feel like I've covered everything in this episode. Oh, trying to rack my brain. I did Emil Blonsky. I did. The whole episode was literally, okay, Blonsky shit tripping, his inhibitor tripping. We got to pull up there with the lawyer, which I thought I recognized the lawyer. And then I was like, nah, I don't think I know that dude. But, or not the lawyer, but the parole officer. And, I'm not going to lie, bro. If I'm Jen, I'm like, bro, I'm not about to turn into the Hulk right now. Like, I'm his lawyer. Like, I'm not a fucking task force agent. I don't work for the Thunderbolts nor the Avengers. So why the hell would I be doing that? So that, I just, I don't know. I thought that was a little weird, too. I'm not mad at the whole, because that's what you do, bro. When you be like, when it's brand new, you be texting every time you get a chance. And then you notice when you start noticing when people get used to you. Cause those text messages, yeah, they grow real thin real fast. Those text messages grow thin so fast, it's crazy. Like, you wouldn't even, you're like, am I dating the same person? Like, damn, oh, you comfortable, huh? Oh, I don't even hear from you like that. Oh, okay. Bet. Big bet. Guess who's sexy as fuck? Me. I want Jen to have that that type of, you know, thing, especially because she's a woman, bro. Women control like pretty much most of it. Ooh wee. Why you look like Anthony Cooper, bro? I wish I could see this picture, bro. This shit look crazy, but nah, real shit. Yeah, I hate Jen's. I don't want to say I hate her insecurity. I hate her confidence because it's so low. Like, the confidence she displays is crazy. I don't know about it. But anyways, so yeah, I feel like I covered the bases pretty much. Pretty much feel like I covered the bases. I really don't know what that was doing, though, with the phone shit when he placed the phone. Like, what was that doing when he placed the phone, his phone on? It said copying, but copying what? And then he took a picture of her. What was the picture for? Yo, Jen's sleeping too hard, bro. You should be noticing some of that shit. Yo, when I'm sleeping, and this is another thing, too. I've definitely had, like, chicks over that I don't, you know, I ain't know like that. And then, like, I'll fall asleep, and a bitch trying to, or excuse my language, a chick trying to touch on you and shit, and I'm grabbing your hand, bro. I don't know you like that. Why you touching me, bro? Like, I really just fell asleep. You shouldn't be here. So I'm kind of surprised that Jen is just so nonchalant about it. Like I said, bro, he hit it with the Andrew Wang. Real shit, bro. So yeah, that's that. What do I get this episode? Another 6. I don't want to give it a 5, but no, I'm gonna give it a 5. It's super mid, so I'm gonna give it a 5, honestly, on the account of no laughs. And they're not even, to me, they're not even setting the last 2 episodes up great. It's like they keep teasing this dude, and it's the whole problem. I feel like this is a problem with this show. They teasing this damn king or Hulk king or Hulk devour, whatever he is. They teasing him so hard. And then by the time we hear from him, we're not going to care. It's not going to be enough time unless it's literally the last 2 episodes going to be about it. I'm not mad at the whole Daredevil shit. A lot of people like, oh, Marvel making Daredevil fans watch She-Hulk. It's like, bro, people was going to watch She-Hulk anyways. Like, cut the bullshit. If they didn't even say that Daredevil was going to be in it, people would have still watched it. Like, cut the bullshit. I would have watched it, but I'm not watching it for Daredevil. I'm watching it for She-Hulk, and I want to see Daredevil make an appearance. It's totally 2 separate things. So, I know what you fucking pansies do as well. Like, stop trying to. This is what I don't like about the internet, and I get it, it's the internet, so you gotta take everything with a grain of salt. I really hate that the people who don't like this show, they try to narrow them down to incels. That shit is so corny, bro. Like, it's so corny, especially when they say what the demographic is. Motherfuckers who 25 to 35 out here getting cooch, man. I'm not saying they're getting the most cooch, because I damn sure not. But, bro, like, stop that shit. Oh, they're virgins. It's like, I don't know. Just some corny shit. Like, every man that doesn't like it, they narrow it down to, oh, well, you're a virgin, so who cares? Like, even if I was, like, why would that matter? Because I don't like the show. The shit's mid. This is, like, the middest tier. I don't even think I ever called a Marvel show mid. So this is probably the first one, and it's definitely mid. So, yeah, man. 5 out of 10. Rack it. Okay. Now, it is a couple Marvel news topics that I'm going to just I'm gonna get down with real quick. So, first, there is Werewolf by Night director. Oh, how'd I get there? Okay, Marvel Studios has released a spooky new featurette for Werewolf by Night, and you can watch that on Disney+. Go ahead and check that out. I will be checking it out, and I am super duper excited for that. Now let's talk about the big news. The big news of the week. Well, this isn't the big news of the week, but this is big though. So, breaking news, Marvel Studios is reportedly now developing Armor Wars as a movie instead of a series. And everyone is happy about it. Everyone's clapping about it. Except for me. Why? I feel like it's a cop-out. Now, I'm never mad at a black man being on the big screen. No, not mad at that. I just feel like it's a cop-out because, well, now you're saying, okay, well, we don't really want to make that much content for Armor Wars. The movie's only going to be 2 hours, right? Marvel movies are typically 157 to 230-ish. Like, you know? So it's going to be somewhere in the twos, probably the low twos, because it's Don Cheadle and you don't have to explain an origin story. So, I mean, it may be the low twos, high ones, to be honest with you. So to me, it's like they're going to be cutting a lot of shit out, a lot of shit out. And to me, it's a little bit of a cop out. You could have made Falcon and Winter Soldier a damn movie if that's the case. That shit would have worked as a movie. Like, real shit. So, I don't know, bro. I'm not as excited for it as the rest of the Marvel universe or the Marvel fandom seems to be about it. I'm not as excited. I mean, it is a holy W. So, I'm not going to sit here and act like it's not. It's a W for Don Cheadle because it's definitely more money. Especially when the box office and incentives and all of that shit is definitely more money, which is why ScarJo was suing Disney ass like, bruh, y'all released my shit on y'all app, you fucking pansies. You got me fucked up. Hey, y'all remember when they used to do that? That shit used to be so cool. You get a movie on Disney Plus for like $30 and you get to have that shit for however long. It's so funny. I still haven't watched that Cruella since it was free to watch on Disney Plus. But regardless, I mean, I'm cool with it. I'm not mad at it, but I'm not gonna sit here and say I don't like it because it's less time. You're talking about two. You pretty much just say you get six episodes, right? That's about 5 hours of content that we're not gonna be getting. And then you're going to jam it into a movie, an Armor Wars movie that's only going to be about two. So if y'all think that we really winning because they made it into a movie, we're really losing. We're losing about 3 hours of content. Who the fuck does that serve? Because damn sure it's not serving the fandom. And I don't know why everybody's acting like it is. So I'm not cool with it. I hate it. And I wish it would go away, to be so real with you. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. But anyways, I will be going to see Armor Wars. Fuck anybody who's saying, oh, this is just Iron Man 4. Bro, shut the fuck up. Seriously. My only thing about Rhodey is, like, he didn't make the suit. So it is a little weird that he just rolling around an Iron Man suit. The funny thing is he whooped Tony Stark ass for the suit. That's the funny thing about it. And I always wondered, I was like, couldn't Tony Stark just shut the suit down? But I guess he was like, fuck it, man, this is my guy. He whooped my ass for it, fair and square. That's it. Now, Tony was drunk as fuck. So, vision, everything is impaired. His cognitive skills was off. So, that is a factor. But he still lost. So, regardless. And then we have Wakanda Forever is now projected to earn $424 million during its domestic box office run. Now, a lot of people are saying this is $300 million less. Let's look it up. Black Panther domestic box office. Black Panther. Domestic box office. Okay. So it is 700 million. Yeah, that's a little, it's a little under 300 million. So let's say 424. So about 366. 366 million less. I'm not surprised. For one, COVID, that's still a thing. Even though the theaters are like open, but I still feel like that just played a part in still people not going to the movies, being lazy about it. And the simple fact that the movies come out so fast now. Like, they drop and then they out two months later. Except for No Way Home, because that isn't Disney Plus. So I don't know, man. That is a huge drop, but at the same time, it's no T'Challa. 400 million is still crazy though. Domestic. That's still crazy. But if you look at those numbers, right? This is the thing. If you look at the numbers, Black Panther did 700 million and then 600 internationally. So what if it's kind of like that? What if Black Panther Wakanda Forever do about 400 million and then 300 million? It's going to be in the sevens. That ain't good. You at least want to be in the nine ranges where it's like, we almost hit a billion. Kind of like, I think Thor was in the 800s, but Doctor Strange was definitely in the 900s, did not hit a billion, though. Maybe if they would have left it in the theaters like all these other places. Bro, I just found out that Everywhere All at Once is still in the theaters. I'm like, bro, stop milking it. Take that shit out of the theaters, bro. Like, seriously. Nobody's watching that shit anymore. That movie is horribly mid as well. So, yeah. I don't know about it, but it's cool. It's a little concerning. I don't want to say that's crazy because that's a lot of money. But if you think about, like, what we're doing with China, we ain't really fucking with China like that. There's a couple other places that's taking shit down because of some gay shit. I actually seen that, was it Scotland? It was some country. They're not going to even be playing Wakanda Forever because apparently they have a law or a rule to whereas the movie has to be in theaters and then it has to be like a 4 or 5 month window for it to be on streaming service. And apparently they don't have that law, and I forget. So it's going to be out in places. And lo and behold, they put some gay shit up in there, which, I mean, it is supposed to be an African movie. I'm not saying it ain't no gays in Africa, but it ain't like it is out here. So I don't know. We're going to see definitely for sure what's going on with that. But 400 domestically, not really a lot. It sounds like a lot when you like, oh my God, $400. But when you look at Black Panther, and that was 700 million, it's kind of like, holy, that's a huge drop off. So, but they didn't replace T'Challa, which I'm not mad at them, but I am disappointed if they didn't. I get what Kevin Feige was saying, it's too early. They know this man. So, you know, it is a little different when you actually know a person as opposed to me and you. You know, we just knew Chadwick from afar, and it still hurt. I mean, I remember seeing that shit, and I just, bro, that shit broke my heart. I was crying. I don't think I was crying, but I definitely was mad at the motherfucker. Oh, somebody tried to talk shit to me. Bro, I cussed that motherfucker smooth out. I had to apologize to him. I was like, bro, I had just found out Chadwick died, and then you hit me up on some dumb shit that I didn't want to hear. That was it. So, yeah. I think that's it, man. My jaw's hurting a little bit, so clearly I was talking a lot. Pause. MCU the Direct. Yo, this dude told me that using MCU Direct as my news source is the worst thing I could be doing. I was like, damn. Why you had to shit on me like that, bro? Ant-Man 3 producer Brian... Brian Gay has indicated that his first trailer will officially release online this fall. Yeah, it is the fall. So when this fall, motherfucker? Like next month? The fall is only for like the next 2 months, right? Got September, October, November, and December. So I guess before December, right? Before December 22nd? I'm thinking like next month, to be real with you. And when I say next month, I mean November, because the movie's supposed to come out in February. So we should be getting a trailer soon, especially if they've been showing the trailers at D23 and all of this cool shit that I'll never get to go to because I just have a little measly podcast. But yeah, I think that's really it. Nothing really else. Nothing huge. Nothing huge. Daredevil actress Deborah Ann Woll has shared her hopes to return as Karen Page in Daredevil. And she says, I really felt like we were unfinished. That's how you felt? I was disappointed when they canceled season 3, but season 3 ended perfectly, bro. Him beating Fisk ass in that damn penthouse, that shit was like pure justice. Watching Fisk go to jail, bro, in that nice suit right in front of Vanessa, pure justice. So, yeah, she coming back, though. They all coming back. They're not going to do it without her. That'd be a huge, because I like Karen. She was like, she was with the shits. If you watch Daredevil, you know she was like really with the shits. She wasn't afraid of Punisher. She wasn't afraid of Fisk. Like, she was doing her damn thing. So I really hope that Karen Page comes back, which I'm sure she would. And we see Hugh Jackman working out. That's not really news, because you know he was going to do that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So all the Marvel news. Yeah, that's all the Marvel news. All right, I'm out of here. Time to go watch Hocus Pocus. I'll see you guys. Hopefully something pops off this week, and it's really good. If not, then I'll see you guys next week for the She-Hulk show. And and please, I don't want to. Before I get off of here too, sometimes I just be complaining, bro, because y'all don't understand, bro. Like, I put a lot into this show, and sometimes, bro, you kind of want to reap the benefits, and sometimes when you don't, it's hard, bro. I have good days, I have bad days, and it's like that sometimes. So please, I'm not quitting. I'm not gonna quit. Honestly, bro, if I quit, I probably just wouldn't even tell y'all. I probably would just never upload again. I just kind of, I'd be kind of venting my frustrations out because y'all are my loyal listeners, the ones who listen. Shout out to Omnipotent Mish. Big shout out on Twitter a couple days ago. I really appreciated that. Like, I appreciate everyone for listening. So I don't want you guys to think I don't appreciate, you know, what you guys do for me. Because every time, for the most part, every time you kick play, I get paid, even if it's a penny. So I really appreciate all that the listeners do for me. I mean, I haven't got to that point where people want to start sending in voice notes and shit and really be a part of the podcast. But I still do enjoy, like, the listenings and the comments here and there. And, you know, that's what I do it for. You know, I want to build a community. That's all it. And I was really just saying, like, taking a step back to really focus on making better content and more content for YouTube. Because the podcast game is cool, but like I said, I kind of feel like it's getting stale and stagnant. That's why I was kind of like, yeah, you know, like once She-Hulk's done, it probably, unless it's something crazy, it probably won't be any more podcasts until Secret or Wakanda Forever, because I really want to focus on making these videos. Like when I dropped the top 10 best moments of Phase 4, Like, I really want to focus on doing that type of shit because it's more fun. And you just kind of, I want to build and build and build. I mean, I'm thinking Patreon. I'm thinking all kind of subscriptions and, you know, and I hope you guys will be there to enjoy the ride with me. So with that being said, much appreciated. It's your host, Kevin27. Follow at Kevin27World on Insta, Twitter, YouTube. Don't forget to like, notice, all of that. And don't forget, please, Straight Outta Marvel, 5-star Apple and Spotify. Believe until you make believers.